Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. And this is a very, very special show for me. It's a man I've long admired for many, many years. And we want to welcome to KDWA Hastings High School Assistant Principal Paul Veit. He is retiring after 35 years with the Hastings School System, and we couldn't be more excited to honor you today with this interview. Paul, congratulations to you.
Thank you, Mom. It's great to be here with you. I always enjoy visiting with you.
So, Paul, where did you grow up?
I grew up on a farm between Blooming Prairie and Owatonna. It was a little area called Little Missile. That was our church and elementary school. And then we moved to a farm just east of Blooming Prairie, and then I attended public schools at Blooming Prairie and graduated from Blooming Prairie in 1976. And I was number three of eight children, my mom and dad, Don and Jerry Veit. And I had an older sister, Sherry, and then an older brother, Jim, and then younger brother, Steve, then Ruth, Tom, Doug, and Sandy. We were very close and had a lot of fun growing up.
Was it a working farm?
Yes. Yeah, we had cows, and we actually farmed a couple of different lands. I think we had over 300 acres that we farmed as well. But mom and dad always made sure that school was always a priority, and then when I was in sixth grade, we actually moved into town. Then my dad went to work at Hormel, and my mom went to work at the phone company. But that allowed us to get even more involved in school and different activities in the town itself. We learned how to work, and it was always good for us.
You know, I do think that there is a work ethic with farmers that you really can't replicate anywhere else in other growing up lifestyles, because it's just nonstop, right? I mean, it's working in a farm is just nonstop.
Yeah, even when we moved to town, we were always quick to be hired by area farmers that needed extra help just because we had that experience.
Oh, I love that. So, Paul, were you in wrestling when you were a kid? Because I know as an adult, and certainly with the Hastings School System, you really brought that program to life. Was that something that you did as a kid?
Yep. You know, we were just very involved. You know, in the fall, did football, and in the winter, did wrestling, in the spring, did track, and a couple years of golf, and then back to track. And then being in a small school, you just did everything. You know, I was in plays, I was in played trombone, I was in choir, and that was just kind of the way it was. And outside, you know, you did church activities, and I was involved in scouts. Kind of a very involved person, and had great support from mom and dad to be able to do those things.
Well, I know your mom and dad were always just so darn proud of you, and I'm sure they are of all of their kids. They certainly raised a beautiful family. Paul, so did you have an interest in going into education when you were a kid?
Early on, I thought about it. You know, I enjoyed sports, but I had also worked at a nursing home across the street from where we lived in town, and I enjoyed working with people there. And so I originally went to college to start off with a nursing major, and I wanted to get a business degree. I always saw myself as being maybe a nursing home or hospital administrator, and then that changed as I was in school, and I switched over to just business. And after that, when I graduated from St. Thomas, then I worked for a company called Minnesota Computer Supply in Edina, and did that in my early years after college. I did that for 5 years before going back, and then I got licensed, got my master's in education. Throughout that time I was in college, I was injured and had knee surgeries, which ended my college career, but I was an assistant coach at the college. And then even after I graduated, I had coached a year at Bloomington Lincoln, then went back and coached at St. Thomas College. And I just loved the coaching part. I loved working with the kids. With Jill's support, we had two kids at the time. I went back to school full-time I was working full-time and got my, you know, license in education, and then was fortunate enough to land a job here in Hastings.
So were you a teacher first, Paul?
Yes, I was a business teacher when I first came here. So I was a business teacher for 6 years and then 29 years as an assistant principal.
You moved here in what year would that have been?
So moved here in the summer of 1986.
What was Hastings like back then?
Well, it was interesting because there wasn't much beyond Pleasant Avenue. And so now you look out there where my parents live and where the church is, it was just all fields, just grown so much that way. So that was probably the biggest difference that I saw.
Who were some of the people that really impressed you when you first started teaching? Because I'm sure they're names that our listeners will certainly remember.
We didn't know people coming into town. It was one couple that we knew that I had worked with, but we came here, Jill and I did, not knowing anybody, and were quickly embraced by this community, and the schools were a great place for us to be, and Rod Van Vliet had hired me, and then Rich Clymer and Don Miller were wonderful mentors for me. I helped out in the football program, so Bob Majeski was helpful there. Tom Johnson and I became very close as we worked together as administrators. Vicki Davis was a great support person for me in those early years. And then Rich had hired me as an assistant principal at the school. That worked out great. And then Don Miller was the athletic director at that time. And then Tom Johnson took over from him. In the business department, Mary Freiberg was my department chair. Just a wonderful lady.
Yes.
And then we had Ivan Krizan and Peg King. And then Art Nordstrom was between art and business. Just a wonderful group of people that welcomed me and really helped me get off to a good start as a teacher in the school. And I shared a room with Fred Glade, and just one of the most amazing people. Just his insight. He ran our work program back in the day. So I was very fortunate to be surrounded by just great people.
You know, when you think about business back then, and now you think about business of today, that certainly has been a big shift. And when I was in high school, typing was something we took. It's not typing anymore.
We do have one section of keyboarding, but you're right. Back in the day, typing was huge. But, you know, then computers came in, and so people were learning to keyboard at a much younger age. So things just changed. Now we offer computer graphics, and we're offering more classes along those lines, that, you know, working with the computers. And some of the classes are still in business, and some are in industrial tech, and some are in art. So, yes, it changed a lot.
So you and Jill have a beautiful family. I want you to tell me everything about all your wonderful kids, please.
Oh, thank you, yeah. You know, it's just interesting as you go through this and you reflect on the career, and people are congratulating me and thanking me. And I look back on this is just been a great time for me, and I've had a lot of opportunities, but the most important thing to me has been family, and without Jill, none of that would have been possible. And so I am truly married to the most supportive woman and just a saint, put up with all of the things I'm doing, but Jill's just been wonderful, and you know, the things that really matter in life wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for Jill. It was funny, we met in high school.
What?
She was a wrestling cheerleader for Morristown, and we were juniors in high school, and I won the tournament at my weight class, and she gave me my medal and a kiss, and that was how we met.
Come on.
And then we started dating after that, and we got married after our sophomore year of college, and then I graduated in 1980 from college, and in 81, the fall of 81, we were blessed with our first child, Beth, and then 4 years later, we had Nikki, and then a couple years later, we had Maddie, and then 2 years after that, John, and then 2 years after that, Luke, and then 7 years later, Mark. So we've had quite a run, and it's just been great. Then we've been blessed now with 6 grandchildren, and actually my oldest granddaughter, Caitlin, is graduating this year as well. And so that's real cool. And Will is an 8th grader, and then Evie is 5, Henry is 4, Leo is 3, and Marley is 2. So we've been very blessed.
Paul, that is really a blessing. And I know, of course, that you do hold family so dear. Do you think that your parenting changed from your first child to your last child? Because what's the spread? It's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it changed a lot.
What is the spread? Because I know it's a big one, but I don't know the number.
So Beth was born in 81. and Mark was born in 98.
Good gravy. Good.
So we have a 17-year span, and I hope I got better as a parent.
Do you think Beth thinks that you were too hard on her, and she looks at Mark and she thinks that he just got away with everything? Because that's usually what people think. I'm the oldest in a family, and that's what I sort of think.
You'll have to ask them.
I will ask them. Oh, my goodness. Well, bless you, because you still had energy to help the masses of children that came through the Hastings Public School System. And I really want to commend you on your accomplishments over the years with taking wrestling and the whole wrestling club to such a high level. How did that come about, Paul? Has wrestling just always been a passion for you?
Oh, without a doubt. I love the extracurriculars, whether, you know, my kids were involved in a number of different things. Bethy was big in softball. Nikki was big in the theater. Maddie was big in soccer. And the boys all followed suit in wrestling and did other sports as well. Mark was big with football. But wrestling was my ticket. That's what I went to college to pursue, wrestling, and then injuries ended that. But I still wanted to work with kids. And that was my vehicle to help kids learn the keys to success in life. I've always talked about, there's really two keys to success in life, a positive mental attitude and a great work ethic. And I really believe that if you possess those two things, and those are two things that you control 100%, you're going to be a person that people want to work with. You're going to have success in your work, in your life outside of work. And so wrestling was a vehicle that I could do that with and share with people the idea that, you know, we're going to work hard and we're going to keep a great attitude and we're going to get better. And I want you to carry that on into life after wrestling. And so that was our message. And coming into this town, this is just a phenomenal community. You know, to wind up here, we were just so fortunate because people in this community are truly all about that. You know, they're willing to work hard, and they saw that one of the many great athletic programs here in this town, wrestling was one that we could get involved with. And I've been very fortunate. I've just had tons of support and coaches that have believed in helping young people the way that I have. And so it's been a true community effort to have the success in wrestling and many other sports here in town as well. This is just a great community.
You know, I think something about wrestling, though, certainly embodies your key to success. You really have to be mentally focused. There's a determination in wrestling that I see. It's a really great sport for setting you up for goals, I think, and characteristics that you need in life. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do. With wrestling, it's just you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something that you have to deal with. You can take pride in the successes, and you have to pick yourself back up when you're not successful. And that's what life is. You know, I think it's a huge lesson as a parent is that it's okay for my kids to fall. I'm not going to be protecting them. I'm going to grow with them. And when they fall, I want to be there to help pick them up and help them get back on track. But it's okay to fall. And wrestling, you're out there by yourself. And like I said, if you have success, you can take pride in that. But you have to be able to pick yourself up if it doesn't go well. So I think some life lessons are definitely learned there.
So this has been, I'm sure, a long time coming, your feelings about retiring. And I know a lot of it is due to, is it still the rule of 90 or whatever?
Yeah, so yeah, so I qualify the rule of 90, and I could have actually retired a couple of years ago, and I was thinking that at some point, you know, I'm 63 now, that I'd probably work till 65, and then after last summer when Dad passed away, you just start to reflect on things a little bit different, and if I can have this time, and my youngest Mark has graduated from college, I can move forward and do some more family things. I'm looking forward to that, but yeah, it's been a tough decision. You know, for the last 25 years, I've worked side-by-side with Mike Johnson, who's been phenomenal. Chris Huseby here is an assistant principal with me. You know, we've just got a great staff at the high school, well, throughout our entire district, but I work closely with the people at the high school. Trent took over for Tom Johnson, and the teachers and the secretarial pool and the cooks and the custodians. I mean, everybody really works hard to make this a great school and a great district, and so it's not easy. Like, you can just pull the pin and walk out the door. This has been something that I've invested my life in for 35 years, and I've shared it with a lot of people here, and I've just been surrounded by great people. And so together we enjoyed something special.
Did the time go fast?
Oh, girl, so fast. You know, when we first came here and Bethy started kindergarten, and here now Her daughter is graduating from high school there in Wisconsin. She's graduating from River Falls, but it just has gone so fast. But, you know, as people have asked me, what have been some of my greatest memories at the high school? And I've had many, just with the great people I've worked with. But I think my greatest memories are sharing high school with my kids. Mm. They knew where my candy drawer was. They knew they could always stop by, and they did, and we enjoyed those years together. And I know that that's why I went into education. I had great influences in school, and I truly enjoyed those years, and I wanted to share those experiences for other people and to be able to enjoy it with all six of my kids as they all graduated from Hastings High School. I was just so, so fortunate. You know, it's interesting, when you have a big family, you realize how much help you need. And when I think about the teachers that we've worked with and the teachers that have gone above and beyond to help kids, and I've experienced that with my own. And what's really great being here at the high school is they treat all the kids that way. They work so hard to help everybody be successful. And we all know that success is defined differently for different people, but you know, the way that they work to help people believe in themselves, a lot of those seeds don't get cultivated enough early on, but eventually in life they come to fruition.
Paul, what about kids in general? How have they changed over the 35 years, and really how are they the same?
Well, I think that the thing that is the same, and one of the reasons I love this age group, you know, you think about as a teenager and they want to separate themselves and establish their independence, and I just think that this age group is just looking for people to believe in them. And parents will always believe in them, and they need other people along with the parents to believe in them. And so that's what they're looking for. And I think that's been true for years, is that this age group is just looking for somebody to believe in them, to give them the confidence to continue to move forward. The challenges for these kids, the biggest difference without a question is social media. I mean, there's some good things about staying connected, and that's wonderful, but the way it gets misused sometimes, and people get wrapped up in how many likes they get in things and what other people think. And I think social media, as good as it can be in some instances, it's also made it really, really tough for young adults who are trying to find their way and can be easily discouraged at some points and are constantly looking for somebody to believe in them.
Paul, what's next?
Well, I want to continue as assistant wrestling coach here at the school. You know, been very fortunate. Josh McClay and Tim Hanneberg have continued on, and they've let me continue on, and so I'm having a lot of fun with that. Looking forward to doing that, and looking forward to my mom is here in town along with my sister Sandy, and enjoying more time with them, and being grandpa, and being there for my kids. Five of our six kids, John and his wife Sam and Marley, they live right here in town. Only my daughter Maddie and her husband Scott live in Chicago. Everybody else, Dane and Nikki and Leo and Henry, are up by Battle Creek Park. Luke and his fiancee Cassiana are right there by Battle Creek Park. Mark and his fiancee Sam are living in St. Paul. And Beth and her husband Steve and Caitlin, Will, and Evie are right over between Prescott, River Falls, and Ellsworth. They live on a farm out there on an acreage. And so I just want to enjoy family, and I'm sure I'll pick up things from time to time, but I'm really looking forward to enjoying family and just being a coach. Coaching is what drew me into education. It's been something I look forward to every day, and so I'm looking forward to continuing that in the future.
Paul, congratulations to you, and our best to you and Jill, and we want to say thank you on behalf of all the lives that you've touched through the Hastings High School. Continued success, and enjoy your retirement. You certainly deserve it.
Mo, thank you so much. Again, it's such a treat to visit with you, and thank you for the caring nature that you give everyone.
Thank you, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.